You can only be aware of that which vibrates equal to or less than you. So vibrate faster.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
Acceleration and growth. You are in the business of acceleration and growth. How do you get there? How do you get there? I'll tell you. Here, you're going to write these down. This is the easiest thing. There's four ways to get there. One are your values. You have to evaluate things correctly. So what values do you have to have? There's four of them. Gratitude, because gratitude gives you perspective. Be thankful for everything. That's how you find the light into it. Be thankful for the advice people give you. Be thankful for all the living up in Canada for 6 years. I laugh because Warren tells me all the time, thank goodness I went to Canada. I'm like, why? He goes, because I'd never be the greatest quarterback of all time if they would have signed me right out of college. Because I never would have worked like that. Tom Brady without a chip on his shoulder is pretty average. It's true. So is Warren Moon without a chip on his shoulder. Thank goodness. So be grateful. It makes your past better, your present even better than that, and your future brighter in every single situation. If you want to change your life, simply say thank you before you go to bed and simply when you wake up for 30 straight days. Start programming your cellular structure, your short-term memory, into the neural pathways in your mind, the midterm memory, so that it programs your DNA, your long-term memory, to be grateful, so that everything in your life is good. You make a decision every day, and that game time decision is to be happy. That's all you have to do. And gratitude is the only way to do that. And the second value is forgiveness. Because of what I told you right now, life is about lessons, and we're gonna forget every lesson that we've learned at one time or another. So if you don't have forgiveness, you're going to beat yourself up and beat up everybody else and create interference between the highest and most powerful source of energy and everyone else. This is not a meeting to recharge yourself. It's to clear the interference that you have between the most powerful source of energy and everybody else. You're charged all the time. That's why I study sleep, because I'm charged, right? You spend a third of your life, so the most consistent habit that all of us have is sleep. Most of us on average sleep for 8 hours a day. I study sleep as much as I study anything else. Why? Because my subconscious and unconscious mind are connected to the highest source of energy with the least amount of interference, and I want to download as much power as I can, because I'm consistently powerful. I'm consistently charged. I don't get tired. I love that guy back there with the bald head because that guy's proof of my system, that he's consistently charged. And then he passes out and he is at a higher frequency when he wakes up. Frequency is caused by gratitude and forgiveness. It clears the connection. Oh shit, I forgot that lesson. That's all you did, is you forgot a lesson. And oh shit, they forgot the lesson. Why am I going to give attacking thoughts, judgments, or conditions on that person and create interference? Because they're as dumb as I am and we can't remember all the lessons. Teenagers being even more dumb. There's more interference. It's called testosterone and estrogen. It's very interfering with our energy. It's true. Think about it. You need gratitude and forgiveness in order to lessen that interference so that you can be charged all the time and continually raise your frequency. You can only be aware of that which vibrates equal to or less than you, so vibrate faster. The frequency is caused, right? The law of Goya. I used to think, man, that's the frequency. If I work hard, I work long, and I work smart, I'll get what I want. I'll be able to shop for anything. Right, I lost over $100 million in my 30s because I lost my gratitude and my forgiveness. I lost those two, over $100 million. And I literally understand why, and it's the best thing, just like playing football for 6 years in Canada, that ever happened to me. Saved my life, saved my marriage. Literally finding this connection and understanding why acceleration and growth had made me happy. How the law of Goya and shopping, right? Money does not buy happiness. But it allows me to shop. And if I shop for the right things, like last year when I turned 50, I shopped for 2 community centers in Africa, never been happier than my life. When I was 30 years old, I shopped for Ferraris and Porsches, drugs and alcohol and all kinds of really good things, and I was never more unhappy than my early 30s when I had every single thing that I ever dreamed of. Shop for what you want. Money is so important, it's an energy. It's the energy of our vibration. it literally allows you to shop for what you want, and if you get what you want, you'll be happy. The only other currency that matters in the world is the currency of faith, which is an aggregate of the law of Goya, the law of attraction, and the law of surrender. What does that mean? What we think, say, do, the law of Goya. The law of attraction is what we believe. So I was a big fan of Think and Grow Rich and lived most of my life under the misconception that if I thought things right, said them right, did things right, and believed them, just like Napoleon Hill said, that whatever I believed, I would achieve. But what I didn't realize was that frequency wasn't shopping. That faith, that's not where faith started. That wasn't the highest frequency. What was happening is if I could get the right inputs every day into the short-term memory of my cellular structure, that would go to my midterm memory of my neural pathways that are formed, my mind, my subconscious, so that when I slept, the 40,000 of the same thoughts every day kept building a frequency, keeping me and building bigger charges in frequency. That frequency talks to my DNA. The DNA is the long-term memory. Now, it's confusing to us, DNA. We're getting better at understanding it, but there's a code that gives you your personality traits, your characteristics, obsessions, and addictions, or your frequency. That's the frequency that talks to the quantum field, the field of intention, the super Amazon, right? When we're shopping in Amazon, if you have a green card, a gold card, a platinum card, or a black card, you can keep on shopping for more and more and more. Same thing with faith. You have a green card of faith, you can only have just enough. You have a gold card, you can have more. If you have a platinum card of faith, you could have even more. But if you have a black card of faith, everything for everyone is available for you. It's simple faith. And what are you putting faith in? Yourself. How? Through gratitude, forgiveness, and third, accountability. Accountability is easy. Two questions to ask. What did I do to attract this to myself, and what am I supposed to learn from it? What did I do to attract this to myself? Now, as a lawyer, it was hard for me to understand because I confused accountability with liability. So if someone hits me from behind, I'm like, I can't be accountable for that. No, they're liable. There's like California and federal laws about hitting people from behind in a car. So still call your insurance company. Definitely don't tell the judge you're accountable because he'll confuse it with liability. And then he'll say you lose. But accountability is, okay, I'm going to collect my damages from that idiot. But more importantly, what did I do to attract the idiot? And what am I supposed to learn from it? What did I do to go to Canada? And what am I supposed to learn from it? What did I do to lose $100 million? And what am I supposed to learn from it? Gratitude, forgiveness, accountability, and then finally, inspiration. Inspiration is understanding that everything comes through us for others. We are truly a living vehicle of life, and that life has to come through us. You cannot live in a world of just enough because you'll always have just enough. You can definitely not live in the world of not enough because you'll always have not enough, no matter what you have. But if you can live in a world of more than enough and realize you are a lamp that's plugged in all the time, your heart is that light, and you want it to shine brighter and brighter. And the only way to make it shine brighter and brighter is to clear the connection between that and the most powerful source of energy in the world, whatever you want to define it as, God, Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, Joseph Smith, I don't care. Whatever you want to call it, connect clearly to that and allow your light to shine so that you can allow and elevate other people's lives and clear that connection as well. And we do that with those four simple values. They're invincible and invulnerable. And I talk about invulnerable, I talk about being completely vulnerable. One of the biggest comments that I get about me is, oh my gosh, I really appreciate how vulnerable you are. No, you appreciate how invulnerable I am. Because I'm living closest to my truth. I'm pursuing my potential, and people appreciate the fact that this is just who I am. 4.2 billion people on the internet. I used to worry about the people that didn't like me, told me I stole gratitude from Gary Vee or whoever they think. And I said to myself, you know what? If 4.1 billion of those people don't know me or hate me, I don't care, because if 0.1 billion of them are inspired by me, that's more people than anyone on earth is inspiring at this time. But no, negative energy takes up more space in our brains. So we put faith in it. We put faith in what we don't want. And then, oh my gosh, we're surprised when we get what we don't want. I don't understand how you can plant a seed of corn and nobody's surprised that corn grows, but we can plant a seed of negativity and we're so surprised that that's what comes up. I'm so worried about this. Anybody remember taking tests and you're like, oh, I hope this question isn't on the test. I hope this question isn't on the test. Guess what question's on the test? I train a lot of golfers, and one of the things, and we'll get to Q&A, One of the things about golfers is I told this very famous professional golfer, I said, I go, what's your mind thought when the other guys are putting? And he's like, miss it, miss it, miss it. I'm like, what are you saying? Do you not listen to what I'm teaching you? You're creating a frequency of miss it. No, 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 but when it's my turn, I say make it. Oh, so our brains in the pragmatic world, it understands the body, mind, and soul now understand completely. Miss it, miss it, miss it, make it. It's supposed to make it now. Use the math, Dumbo. The amount of power that I have to influence you by thinking, if my vibration has to be really high for me actually to affect your putt either way that I think, but I affect myself. Because everything happens within me. So why not say, oh man, come on, make it, do a great putt. 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 Guess what I've just reinforced exponentially in my mind? Exponentially, and I see it again and again with the greatest golfers on earth simply by creating a mind path to program their higher frequency. You need to consistently, persistently pursue your potential. You need to understand that it is a mind, body, and soul, that we are completely programmed for what we want. And there's two currencies in life. Money will allow you to shop. You need the law of Goya, work hard, smart, and long. You need the law of attraction, right? We put faith in what we want, we're gonna attract what we want, but you also need the law of surrender, which is to define your ego-based consciousness of what you're afraid of. If you wanna practice something, practice ending fear. Practice ending fear. Be aware that you have an ego that is actually filtering the power because we're afraid of how much power we actually have. It's a filter there. And so that fear-based, people tell me all the time, especially in sports, oh no, man, Dave, fear motivates me. No, it does not. It's the most depreciating thing of energy of all time. It's the biggest soul sucker of all time. What fear is doing for you is focusing you. And it focuses you. It focuses the old lady so much that she can lift a car to save the baby. But they don't talk about what happens after she puts the car down and has torn ligaments and her back discs are slipped. And right, this is what happens to the body when too much power. So the ego's there, right? The ego's there to protect us. But fear, the need to be right, the need to be offended, the need to be separate, inferior, superior, angry, anxious, guilty, resentful, all these different things of the ego, we need to stop, drop, and roll towards the trajectory we want. We need to know, go back to center. There's only two mindsets that you need. One, you get one action a day, that's it. Your first action, everything else is a reaction. So what's gonna be your mindset for your first action? Me, highest frequency. I meditate to get there, you can walk dogs, work out, do whatever you want. I meditate to get to my highest frequency. Therefore, when I have the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, angry, anxious, I stop, I drop down, back over to the higher frequency and roll in the right trajectory. Everybody here has one choice, be happy. We have a happiness problem in America. In fact, my main goal in life is to empower 1,000 people to empower 1,000 people to empower 1,000 people to be happy. 1,000 times 1,000 is a million times 1,000 is a billion. I have reverse engineered my life's goal, my what? Because I know if I can empower 1 billion people on earth to be happy, this will be an extraordinary earth. One particle of light will overcome millions of particles of darkness. If 1/8 of this world, right now in America, on average, people are happy 15 days a year. Number one cause of suicide for people 50 and under, right? Number one cause of death is suicide for people 50 and under. We have a huge opiate, drug, and alcohol problem for a reason. People aren't happy, and it's your job to sell them happy. Improve their embodiment, improve their brain, improve their soul. That's what you guys are here to do. And you can provide value and feel good about what you're doing, but you have to consistently, persistently pursue your potential to do it. You have to have value in what you're doing. And you will make a lot of money. And you'll be able to help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. And if you can empower others to be happy, to empower others to be happy, that's what will make me happy. Thank you so much. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of The Playbook as much as me. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making The Playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with The Playbook.